On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
NUMSA says while it will not dictate to its members who they must vote for in next week's election, it's identified several parties it believes should not even be considered.
Democratic Alliance, Action SA, Freedom Front, Patriotic Alliance, Freedom Front Plus, Build One South Africa, Rise Mzansi, ACDP. NUMSA also called on the working class not to waste their votes by voting for individual candidates.
The Metal Workers Union's General Secretary Irvin Jim has described these parties as the worst for workers to vote for. He believes they are making promises to the working class only to secure their vote, but will attack workers once in power. The Metal Workers Union's leadership held a briefing in Boksburg this afternoon following a special National Executive Committee meeting. Deputy President Paul Mashatile says he hopes more young people will adopt an entrepreneurial mindset.
As government, we need more business and government initiatives that provide young men and women with opportunities to learn and give them a national service identity that embodies discipline, patriotism, and a high level of professionalism.
Mashatile has launched the South African National Service Institute, which he says aims to empower young people with skills for various industries. He says there will be further launches in all 9 provinces.
With a project aiming to reach at least 100,000 participants in the current fiscal year.
A Durban man accused of defrauding SARS out of more than R1 million is expected in court next month. The 58-year-old suspect, who is the sole director of a company, allegedly submitted a VAT return using documents from one that was refunded in the 2018-2019 cycle. The KZN Hawks' Simpiwe Mhlongo says when the Revenue Service conducted an audit, they found the invoices, bank statements and working schedule were fraudulent.
The suspect has been served with summons yesterday by Durban Serious Commercial Crime. Is expected to appear in the Durban Specialized Commercial Crime Court on the 11th of June, facing 12 charges of fraud and contravention of administrative act.
A passenger has died and more than 30 others have been injured after a Singapore Airlines flight hit severe turbulence. The flight, with 211 passengers and 18 crew, took off from London's Heathrow Airport for Singapore earlier today. But the Boeing 777 was forced to make an emergency landing in Bangkok. Flight tracking data suggests the plane dropped more than 1,800 meters or 6,000 feet in just 5 minutes over the Andaman Sea. Singapore Airlines has apologized for the traumatic experience and says it's providing all the necessary assistance. Durban 26 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 27, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Marcus Rashford is one of the big omissions from England's provisional Euros squad. The Sharks dealt a massive injury blow as Lukanya is ruled out of the Challenge Cup final. And the Sunrisers Hyderabad are batting first in the IPL qualifier against the Kolkata Knight Riders.